Sanctions act like a global capital quarantine, and Russia runs a biggish current account surplus. But Russia is a more hazardous place for equity investors. A stock ought to be a claim on a company's assets. A quick survey of modern history throws up reasons to doubt that such claims are secure. In 2003-04, the state seized Yukos, a giant oil company. More recently, a dispute over oil assets between Rosneft, the state-backed firm that absorbed Yukos's assets, and Systema, a big conglomerate, rattled investors and gutted Systema's share price. Yet for the intrepid, Russian stocks still have appeal. For a start, they are cheap. MSCI's Russia index has a price-to-earnings ratio of 6, compared with 12 for its broader emerging market index. That kind of value is bait for stock pickers who hope to sort good long-term bets from the ones that might turn ugly. They cautiously avoid firms such as Gazprom, a state-owned gas producer, that are instruments of the Kremlin's strategic goals. American sanctions have made it unwise to hold such stocks in any event. Instead, they go for well-run firms with strong consumer brands, such as Sberbank, Russia's biggest bank, or Yandex, its internet search firm. The state is unlikely to mess with firms on which the economy's day-to-day stability depends. Give Russia some credit, say boosters. Macro stability is not a given. Central banks have come under political attack in other emerging markets, India, South Africa, and Turkey, and now in America, too. Optimists say that plans to cut red tape and increase public investment will lift Russia's GDP growth potential. Still, for the unwary investor, Russia is a snare. Even old hands can be caught out. Michael Calvi, the American boss of Baring Vostok, a private equity firm, was arrested in February amid a conflict with an investment partner who has connections to the security services. Despite testimonials from the boss of Sberbank and the founder of Yandex, Mr. Calvi remains under house arrest. Realists say it is the big picture stuff that holds the economy back. Establishing the rule of law and property takes political will. But it takes time, too. In the early 1990s, a prominent Western economist was asked how Russia could become a thriving market economy. His advice? Get yourselves another history.